Goodness of God, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a night light on for you. That night light is out of Psalms 27 and verse 13. It says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I have just come through a series of sustained satanic attacks, a season of storms, and one of the things I've noticed about myself is that I have gotten into a negative mindset, and I don't believe that it's God-honoring. You get where, when you're in a storm or in a season of high stress, you start looking for the next shoe to drop, the next bad thing to happen, the next difficulty to overcome. And the problem for us is once you start looking for that stuff, that's what you start finding. And so you can create a pattern where you're sort of filtering out the good things and you're only looking for the bad things because that's kind of been your experience in the storm. But the good news is David reminds us that I can look for the goodness of God in the land of the living. And the good news is I'm going to find it if I consistently look for it. It's easy to become fixated on the problems that surround us, causing our minds to be held captive by negativity and fear. But the Lord desires to set us free from this bondage, as stated in John 8:36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. As you go forth into your day, may you choose to focus your eyes on the goodness of God, trusting that He's at work even when circumstances seem dire. May you find freedom in His presence, knowing that He is able to turn your mourning into dancing, your sorrow into joy, as is written in Psalms 30, verse 11. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. And may you always remember that the Lord is faithful and that His mercies are new every morning. As you seek His face, look for His goodness. May you find it in a abundance, even in the land of the living. May you be filled with hope and peace, knowing that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it, will be faithful to complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, as promised in Philippians 1. As you go through your day, receive this blessing. May you see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Mighty Father God, I just pray that you would be with us in this day. Thank you for how kind, generous, merciful, gracious you have been to us. Help us to learn to look for that we might find it, because we will find what we're looking for. If we seek, we'll find. If we ask, we'll receive. If we knock, it'll be open. Your word assures us of that. Help us to live into that, to lean into it, God, that we could experience your goodness in the land of the living. We ask this in your most holy, precious, and powerful name. Amen. God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you too. Bye.